Hey, as you know, we are more than a radio show here at the Bryant Park Project. We're also an online experience. If you go to our blog, npr.org, you know that, /Bryant Park. Laura Conaway is our online editor, and you want to tell some of the goodies at the blog these days?
Yeah, we have actually what I consider one of the special treats of working here, just every so often you come around the corner and you hear some wonderful music that you can't hear anywhere else, and it's being played live for you, and that happened here yesterday with the group Tegan and Sarah out of Canada, and they're going to be on the show, I think, a little later in the week, but we're going to give you guys an early taste of a track they did for us yesterday called 19. It's pretty sweet. It's on video. It'll be on the blog later.
All right. Also, we have our own Bryant Park dollar, a la the Liberty dollar. That's this.
We haven't showed it to you yet.
No, but, it's pretty spectacular.
Later in the show,
the
we'll
Liberty
debut
dollar,
it.
Yeah, it was this sense of currency which got raided by the feds. They had this place in Evans, in Illinois. They created their own currency. So we have our own.
Yes, for us that was kind of a red flag saying go. So we have one. It features, we have a coin that features you, Allison, and then we have another one that features outgoing President Luke Burbank.
Yeah, that's a collector's item now.
I see.
I don't think you could take the subway with it, really, but there they are.
And finally, we've got just a short time left. A lot of comments about "Wish I Was White," that song by Alan Watty.
Yeah, I'll just read the shorter of them, actually. We posted the song and said, what do you think about it? And people said, I hate this. Truly, I do. Please take this song down. It says that blacks are totally dependent on whites for our success and that anyone other than blacks can help. I don't hear any Asians singing about being white nor any whites wishing they were black. Come on, Alan Watty. This was a poor way to shine the light on a lackluster singing career rather than a conscious message directed towards race equality.
Our online editor, Laura Conaway, reading some of the comments from our blog. You can join the conversation anytime, npr.org/Bryant Park. We're back in about 90 seconds.